I'm Amy Holmes, in All Week with John Hockenberry. So, John, this healthcare debate has more twists and turns than a small intestine. How's that for a metaphor?
Let's go to the upper GI of Washington now for a live report.
Fortunately, we have Todd Zwillick here bringing you back, our Washington correspondent, to sort all of this out. Todd, what's the very latest with the healthcare debate? Let's start with the Senate.
I don't know how I feel about your metaphor, Amy. All right, so let's get started right in the Senate. Deals announced all over Capitol Hill yesterday, being trumpeted by Democrats who really want to show some progress before the August break here. Don't forget, the president had said he wanted to vote on all of this before August 7th, and none of that's going to happen. So Democrats are now striving to show some progress as members head home for the summer break. First in the Senate, Max Baucus came out yesterday and announced what he said were some very positive CBO scores on this deal that group of three Republicans and three Democrats has been working on
and
in
Todd,
the Senate.
The CBO has not been their friend up to this point.
You're right. For the most part, they have not been their friend. There have been a lot of disappointments on these CBO scores. How much is all this going to cost to pay for? Baucus comes out yesterday and says, well, the deal we have now is down to $900 billion from a trillion. Originally, it was $1.5 trillion on some of the deals they were talking about months ago. So now they're well under $1 trillion, which is an important psychological point for the cost of this bill. Not only $900 billion over 10 years covers 95% of Americans, he said, and by the last year, year 2019, the 10-year budget window would actually start to reduce the deficit. That's a cut, meaning it would potentially meet the president's demand that this start to bend the cost curve. So that was good news in the Senate. Baucus saying it was great news. Even a couple of Republicans saying we're on the verge of a deal. But then other Republicans saying, no. There's no deal yet. We're not even close to a deal. Nobody get excited. This is no deal. So in the morning, you had these claims of sort of, we're close to victory. We have a deal. And then a lot of people pulling this back and saying, not so fast.
Gotcha. Let's move across the dome to the House side. What are we hearing there?
Okay, it's actually a very similar dynamic. A deal announced that then by the end of the day got walked back. Over on the House side, this has been a debate amongst Democrats. Henry Waxman, who's the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, as we've reported on previous days, is trying to get the bill just through his committee, and he had to make a deal with a small group of conservative blue dog Democrats. Yesterday, he got that deal. Mike Ross is a congressman from Arkansas. He's the head of the blue dogs on this healthcare negotiation. He came out of the room and talked to reporters, and here's what he said about the deal he got with Waxman.
We've delayed a floor vote until September, so members have time to read it and talk to their constituents about it during August. We have protected small businesses, and finally, we ensure that any public option is on a level playing field, but we'll require the public option plans to negotiate just like private insurance companies do directly with providers for a network and for rates.
So Mike Ross is happy because this deal could get the bill just through the Energy and Commerce Committee. But those things he was talking about, we've got the public option on a level playing field now. Well, progressives, and they've got big numbers in the House, they're furious over this. They have said over and over, we will not vote for a bill that does not have a strong and robust public option. We're not signing on to this. In fact, if this deal comes to the floor, we might vote against it. And so Waxman's deal was supposed to make his markup, his processing of the bill, go through yesterday. And by the time everyone got to the room for the markup, because there was a deal, it was the liberals who said, no markup. We're going to vote against it. So they're going to try again today. Again, you announce success and then things get ratcheted back by the end of the day. It's all very tenuous.
Twisty and turny, as I said at the top of this interview, a metaphor you didn't like, but thank you, Todd.
My pleasure.
For giving us this information. That was Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent.